An original painting by Norman Rockwell, stolen from a family home in Cherry Hill 40 years ago, is back where it belongs. The FBI recovered the long-lost painting based in part on damage it sustained during a game of pool. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on the case of the Wild Cue Stick.
In 1954, a man named Robert Grant of Cherry Hill, New Jersey, was playing pool at a friend's house when he lost control of his stick and it pierced a nearby painting. As consolation, he bought the damaged picture for $75. It was an original Norman Rockwell. Painted in 1919 for the Saturday Evening Post, it depicts a farm boy taking a nap against a tree trunk. It's called Taking a Break, or Lazy Bones. Grant's daughter, Susan Murda, said that picture became part of the family.
My father adored it, so we all loved it. It was in every picture when we were little, in the background. He loved it, and so we did too. And when it was stolen, he was heartbroken.
In 1976, a burglar broke in, stole the painting, along with the TV and a coin collection, and that thief, who was still unidentified, sold it for a few hundred dollars to an antiques dealer in the area who assumed it was a copy. The dealer could not find a buyer, so he hung it in his kitchen. Cut to four decades later, 2016, when the media reported on the 40th anniversary of the cold case. The antiques dealer recognized the paintings in the reports and promptly turned it in. FBI Special Agent Jake Archer says damage from that pool cue 60 years earlier was key to cracking the case.
It helped us realize that we were on the right track. We still needed to have it professionally attributed to Rockwell, but needless to say, it was a major clue.
It's impossible to say what the painting is worth now, but similar Rockwells have been recently auctioned for well over $1 million. The curator at the Norman Rockwell Museum in Massachusetts, Martin Mahoney, says the painting's distinctive damage may actually increase its value.
The damage is part of the story, and it becomes part of the provenance. It's how the FBI helped identify it. It's how the family has a very deep connection with the piece, and in some ways it adds certain value to it.
Now, whenever the family sees that telltale hole in the bottom left of the canvas, they think of their father, or their grandfather, and how much he loved the painting. They have not yet decided what to do with it. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.